a new threat develops after the UN vote on religious defamation. A human wrong initiative begins at Urbana, and Haiti remains at a low ebb. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The United Nations General Assembly has passed a non-binding defamation of religion resolution for the fifth year in a row. However, support is eroding, says Open Doors' Lindsay Vesey. Opponents say it threatens freedom of speech, especially for minority Christians in Muslim-dominated nations.
Essentially, the resolution tries to criminalize words or actions that are deemed to be against a particular religion, namely Islam.
Vesey warns that the Organization of Islamic Conference is organizing a sneak attack in March.
Instead of being a non-binding resolution, they're actually trying to pass it through a separate committee that would make it more of a binding resolution. It would make it an optional protocol.
Open Doors is readying an advocacy response to that threat. It's just one short step, but Vesey says under the resolution,
people aren't free to preach the gospel. People aren't free to say what they believe, even if they're not trying to evangelize. But it also is going to impact missionaries and foreign workers who go into these countries to evangelize.
Next, investigators are looking into what caused American Airlines Flight 331 to crash in Jamaica. The Luis Palau Association says Andrew and his wife and their three kids were among the 154 people who survived the crash, escaping with only minor injuries. The plane skidded across the runway before breaking apart just a few feet from the Caribbean Sea. The ministry is thanking the Lord for his protection over them and keep praying. Andrew Palau returns to lead an evangelistic event in Kingston in March. You're listening to Mission Network News. Human rights have been a major topic at Urbana 09. MNN's Greg Yoder reports.
We've heard about human rights, but how about human wrongs? MNN's Elisa Weipman's been exploring a new campaign at Urbana 09. Elisa?
I spoke earlier today with World Vision's Jesse Eves about the Human Wrong Initiative being launched right here at Urbana.
The Human Wrong Initiative is a movement of students who are united in raising their voices to right the human wrong of child slavery.
The campaign encourages student advocacy to pass a U.S. bill to prevent child slavery in other countries. University of Idaho student Kat Swick is excited for the campaign.
It just breaks my heart to think of all these children that are like being worked as slaves and have no voice and no right, and they deserve the right that I had growing up of having a voice.
Swick and other students hope to bring the campaign to their campuses to end child slavery and to point non-believers to Jesus.
Social justice issues have been at the forefront of this Urbana. Elisa reported on the Human Wrong Initiative. There's also other issues: HIV/AIDS, poverty, homosexuality, environmental justice, and the list goes on and on. The question is, are Christians focused more on these issues and helping the victims emotionally and physically rather than sharing the gospel? Director of Urbana 09, Jim Tebbe.
There is a high consciousness of issues of justice. And well, what is it that Jesus has to say about this? How do we as Christians live this out? That is really important. And we will be emphasizing evangelism and reaching out and the proclamation of the gospel at the same time, just as strongly, how we as Christians live that out.
Urbana 09 features three tracks: international and domestic poverty and advocacy. Tebbe says Urbana will be asking for commitments.
To be what we would call a relocator, and that is a person who is willing to live in and amongst the urban poor when they're done with God. We hope to have a quarter of our students who are part of that.
Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Urbana 09.
And Haiti is at a low ebb. A new report shows that poverty has forced over 200,000 children into slavery. There are more starving people, more desperate situations than ever before. For Haiti with Love is working to meet the physical needs present, but enters 2010 knowing the sour U.S. economy has taken a heavy toll. They need help to keep the doors of the clinic and the feeding program open. As the team responds to the physical needs, they're acting as Christ's hands and feet to those that they're serving. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the station. WorldServ is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon, a compilation of stories about the underground church in China. If you'd like to receive a copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.